It's time for us to find out what's going on in the town of Fort Mill. We have Jacana Hester joining us. She's the events coordinator for Fort Mill. And good morning to you, Jacana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's go ahead and fill up our calendar. We need to put on our calendar Friday, September the 5th. What's going to happen on Friday, September the 5th?
So we have Jazz Night in the Park. It's going to be 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fort Mill Amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park. We'll kick off the evening with Nathan Angelo. He is a soulful pop pianist, and he'll be singing and playing the piano, and he's incredible. And then at 7:30 p.m., we'll have Chi-Town Transit Authority, and they are a Chicago tribute band. They have an incredible horn line, and they just bring you the just a Chicago concert experience. So it's going to be a great lineup of music. And then we also have food trucks. Beer and wine sales will be available. Just a fun evening. And just bring your blanket or chair and just come and hang out with us.
You did this last year, right? Wasn't that one of the first times that y'all have tried the Jazz Night?
And yeah, I think that was the second year. Okay. And yeah, it's just growing in popularity each year.
Why does the town of Fort Mill, you know, they always have a great turnout at all these events. Why do you think it's so important for y'all to be able to bring the community together like this?
Yeah, it's just a great time just to come out together. And you see people that you don't get to see a lot in the community, and then you get to meet new people. We just had a volunteer training last night, and we just have incredible volunteers that sign up to come and help us at all of these events. And they get to experience it firsthand and meet people, and they love doing it because they get to meet new people, plus get to see all the people in the community. But it's just great experiences for our community, just bringing them together in just a fun atmosphere.
And to hear good music.
That's right.
Well, you're creating community. To your point, we get so caught up in our own lives and our own bubble that we forget we have friends outside of that bubble. So you have events on the calendar throughout the year in Fort Mill, and it forces people to stop what they're doing and reconnect with society.
That's right. Slow down and have some fun.
That's it. Man. Okay, it is back once again. It is the 11th annual Fort Mill Scarecrow Crawl. It's going to take place throughout the month of October.
That's right. October the 3rd through the 31st. We are accepting applications right now through September the 5th. We always just have an amazing display of scarecrows. We are having to reduce the numbers a little bit because we have a lot of construction going on in the park and in the downtown area. So we've got to limit our numbers, it's going to continue to be an incredible lineup of scarecrows.
Do you still have some spots available? I know that registration kicked off at the beginning of the month and it goes through September 5th. How many spots do we know about how many spots are available?
Well, just get those applications.
Okay. That's what I figured. Get it in now.
Yeah, get them in. And we just try to pick, a good selection, covering businesses and churches and organizations in Fort Mill.
If you have someone who's new this year, Jacana, that either has already signed up or is about to sign up as soon as they can, what's the requirement of the organization, the business, maybe the neighborhood that wants to do it, or whoever's doing it? What do you all supply at the town, and what do they need to bring?
We supply a post for them, but they have to bring all their supplies to make their scarecrow. And then we have certain guidelines of different materials they can use on the post, things like that. But they do it all, and they just do an incredible job every year.
They're so creative. When you think they can't get better, you see one, and you're like, oh, my gosh, like that was so creative. That's amazing.
And the judging will be back once again. The winners will receive all kind of fun prizes from the town of Fort Mill.
Yes, and we added a few categories this year. Our South Carolina Strawberry Festival Queens, they actually do some of the judging, but then we open up Facebook to do the People's Choice and the Best Town Department. And we have a lot of town departments that are participating this year, so that will be a great competition
as well. It's fun. And of course, the scarecrows are a big piece, a big part of the Fort Mill Fall Festival that's going to take place on October the 18th.
Yes, yeah, they add that extra fall touch to our park. We'll have a hay maze out there. We usually put a few scarecrows around it. But we just have a great lineup of fall fun for our fall festival. And right now we are accepting applications for vendors for that through September the 5th. And we already have all of our food, so we're just accepting vendors, you know, for arts and crafts and businesses, those types of vendors now.
So that is Saturday, October the 18th. It's the Fort Mill Fall Festival at the Fort Mill Amphitheater. It's the heart of Fort Mill right there at Walter Elijah Park. And you got Touch a Truck, a costume contest, live music, food, drinks, and so much more. And then, Jacana, I guess probably the next time we see you, we'll start not only continuing to talk about Halloween, but also about Christmas.
Christmas is right around the corner. That's right.
It's right here.
We hear the excitement in your voice, Jacana.
There's no rest for the weary, right, Jacana?
And the Strawberry Festival before we know it. So.
That's right.
You basically work one season ahead or one, because you're already...
Always, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, way ahead.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, there's always to do in the town of Fort Mill. Swing by and take part in all of these events. Jazz Night in the Park on Friday, September the 5th. The Fort Mill Fall Festival on Saturday, October the 18th. And go ahead and fill out that application for the Fort Mill Scarecrow Crawl. It's October the 3rd through the 31st. Jacana Hester, again, is the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. Jacana, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.